The Smithsonian National Carousel is back in business after 3 years of repairs and refurbishment. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the very first people to ride the reopened carousel have a unique history with it.
54 brightly colored horses, a sea monster, and a pig have all been restored and repainted. And there's a new addition, a chariot that meets ADA requirements. That's the Americans with Disabilities Act. It's painted with flowers and scenes from the National Mall. The first riders on the reopened carousel have a special connection with it. They were among the first to desegregate the ride when it was at the Gwynne Oak Amusement Park near Baltimore. After years of civil rights protests, African Americans were allowed into the park on August 28, 1963. That was the same day that hundreds of thousands of people were on the National Mall, listening to Martin Luther King Jr. at the March on Washington.
I have a dream today.
While that was occurring in D.C., quiet activism with little people was occurring on the same date.
Sharon Langley was the first African-American child to ride the carousel at Gwynne Oak Park. She was 11 months old. There's a photo of her in a white dress on top of a pony with her dad by her side. Janice Chance was 13 when she first went to the park in 1966.
My family, we used to go there all the time once they let us in.
Riding the carousel on the National Mall now, she says she was thinking about her son, a Marine captain who was killed in Afghanistan in 2008. She says the carousel has special meaning for people who fought for freedom.
We have come to a point where we are all together, we're gathering, we're having fun, but we remember the struggle and how we get here.
Gwynne Oak Amusement Park closed in 1973 after being heavily damaged by Hurricane Agnes. Rides were auctioned off and the carousel went into storage. Eventually, it was moved to the Smithsonian. Sharon Langley went on to co-write a children's book called A Ride to Remember, a Civil Rights Story. She says the carousel is right where it belongs.
It's fitting that it should be here with all the monuments of freedom. This is a monument for children to come and enjoy and experience the pursuit of happiness.
7-year-old Lucas Platt was exercising his right to the pursuit of happiness. He rode the carousel twice, first on the sea monster, then on a brown horse.
It's actually one of the fastest carousels I've really been on. Usually they're much slower than this, and I really like that.
Pro tip, according to the Smithsonian, the carousel will feel like it's going faster if you ride on one of the outside horses. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.